China has warned demonstrators in Hong Kong that it will only be a matter of time before they're punished, saying the chaos has gone too far. As the protests reach their ninth week, many are now wondering how the situation will end. Comparisons are being made to historical protests, including the fall of the Berlin Wall and the Tiananmen Square massacre. Yesterday, widespread strikes and violent clashes brought Hong Kong to a standstill, resulting in more than 100 arrests. Sarah White reports.
It was Hong Kong's largest strike, and last night's street violence saw more than 100 people being arrested. Now the clean-up is underway and business has returned as usual to the city. Locals off to work say the strike was worth it.
Chaos is caused by the government, not the protester. I think they try every peaceful means. We have the largest march since Hong Kong returned the sovereignty to China.
Yes, I really sympathise for what they have done yesterday.
Accountant Phoebe Cheng agreed.
This is what they have chosen to do. It's because the government is not answering them or is not giving any responses that the government should do or they should have response.
But as the anti-China protests now reach their ninth week, Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam is warning the city is on the verge of a very dangerous situation. Local police say they've fired 1,000 rounds of tear gas and about 160 rubber bullets since the demonstrations began in June. Jeff Wasserstrom is an American historian of China at the University of California, Irvine. He's been closely watching the demonstrations.
It's incredibly hard to keep up with what's going on there because the situation is changing so rapidly.
In your paper, you look at the comparisons between the Soviet era and also Tiananmen Square. What are you comparing with what's happening at the moment?
Well, what I'm most struck by is how much the situation of Hong Kong's chief executive resembles that of the heads of state of satellite states within the old Soviet system. And I don't think that's being talked about enough.
Jeff Wasserstrom says that like the Soviet system, Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam also claims to be representing a local population.
But she's very beholden to the Communist Party leaders in a capital that's far away. This was the situation that the leaders of East Germany, Poland, and Czechoslovakia were in during the Cold War in the Soviet system. And in that time, we saw a variety of responses to unrest in those places, ranging from Moscow sending in troops to Moscow telling the local leader that they would back them no matter how repressive they got, which seems to be more the message that Beijing is sending now.
Unlike the fall of the Berlin Wall that ended peacefully, Jeff Wasserstrom says there's also comparisons to the tragic ending of Tiananmen Square in 1989.
There are also contrasts, but somehow people in the West have kind of boiled down 1989 to just the memory of that one moment of the massacre. And I think what's important to remember about that, many things. One is that the reason the troops were used in 1989 was in part because there were demonstrations of significant size going on all across the country. They weren't just in Beijing. There had been large protests in scores of other cities.
But he says looking back at 1989, it's not necessarily helpful to decipher what could happen next.
One of the things to remember about social movements and these kinds of contests between protesters and authorities is how often in the past we've been surprised by what's happened. And that's why I think we should be, in some ways, what history teaches us is the limits of predictability.
That's American historian Jeff Wasserstrom, Sarah White reporting.